From a work of art that belongs in a permanent collection to pieces of a more ephemeral nature, the pollen count has been especially high in Georgia this spring, and in Decatur, Louisa Bailey puts her allergies aside to create art in the yellow stuff, and she joins us. Hi, Louisa.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You're doing more than writing the words "wash me" on your patio furniture. Tell us more.
Well, it was pretty bad this year. I've never seen anything like it. It almost looked like snow, but it was pollen. I mean, you could see the tire tracks on the street. And so I was hosing off my patio and just started drawing some pictures on my table and sent them in to the local TV and kind of became a hit.
Huh. So you took pictures of the art that you drew?
I did, and I don't know if I would call it art.
Well, what did you draw?
I love the Indigo Girls. They're from Atlanta. And also the country band Sugarland, they're from Atlanta, too. And I just drew stick figures of my favorite bands and sent them to friends. And they thought they were funny. And
and so you photographed them, you sent them to a local station's website. What kind of response are you getting from those?
Very interesting. It was kind of hilarious because they started a special little section on the WSB webpage, and people were sending in their own photographs of their own pollen art pictures. And my mother is actually a real artist. She's a painter, and she did one called Chopin's Polonaise in G Minor. She drew a piano. So hers actually really looked like something. Mine just looked like stick figures.
That's pretty funny, Polonaise.
But, yeah, then CNN called, and the Associated Press put the story. So it was just my way of kind of getting through the spring, but I guess it was quite a story. I know it made a lot of people miserable.
Yeah, I bet. What did you do to keep from sneezing while you were doing this?
It was awful. I just took antihistamine, but, yeah, I sneezed about 45 times doing it.
Tell us about some of the other pictures on the website. What did you see?
There's one that is sort of an abstract thing that somebody did. Jackson Pollock.
Oh, he did sort of drip paintings and such?
Yeah, he did a little, and then a lot of them were just kind of simple, you know, hand prints and things like that.
Do you think this is going to become an annual event with you?
Well, I don't know. It could be. It could be. It was kind of fun.
Pollen artist Louisa Bailey from Decatur, Georgia. Thanks a lot for speaking with us.
You're welcome.